Okay, do whatever you could, and when he dies, don't worry about it. This is what they want. Yeah. Therefore?
And that it may hide the beauty of that and the shame of this, so that you may not see the color of that and the rust of this. Therefore, autumn is its spring and life. The stone and the ruby appear as one. The gardener knows, even in autumn, but the one sight is better than all the world's sight. Truly, that one person is the world. He is unaware of evil. The stars, every star in the sky is a part of the moon. Therefore,
I knew there was a trick who couldn't translate it, who said, okay, you see, the thorn, we love the autumn. And the bush full of flower, we like the spring. Each will look differently. The gardener knows it all. Knows what's what. Even in the autumn, the gardener will understand the good stuff. But there is this point of view and the other one, and one of these point of views is the best. خود جهان آن یک کس است او ابله است هر ستاره بر فلک جز به من است. This is very difficult to turn it around in and make a sense of it in English. That if the I say the universe, if the universe is just me for me, I'm the stupid one. I don't understand that each star is a part of the moon. It means individuality is a stupidity here. We're all together for that judgment. It means judgment is for all of us. Therefore, look around you. Everybody and everything is going to promise, to carry the promise of spring, because we like the spring. We choose that way, yes?
Therefore, every fair form and shape is crying, good news, lo, here comes the spring. So long as the blossom is shining like a coat of mail, how should the fruits display their knobs? When the blossom is shed, the fruit comes to a head.
It's okay. Look at the spring and now it's blossom. And you like it, don't you? When suddenly it blooms, it's okay. Let's keep that bloom for eternity. Then what? The fruit is lost. So even this beauty of blossom should go for that fruit to come. Why? He was talking, and it's difficult now, later, inshallah, we'll come back to this. He was talking about, okay, now you have a lot of questions here and there and there. And of course, when I say, let go of this, even looking at this, you say, okay, this piece is good, this is bad. Yes, I'll keep my personality. I work on that little weak part of it. No! Let go of it at all. Don't love it. Leave it, because this should break. Even a good part of it should go, because the outcome is better. Yeah.
When the blossom is shed, the fruit comes to a head. When the body is shattered, the spirit lifts up its head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fruit is the reality.
No. The fruit is the meaning. And the blossom is its face. You know, face in Persian language and in Arabic language is the form as well. It's the picture. When you say surat, means the form an appearance of you. So, میوه معنی و شکوفه صورتش. معنی, the meaning is it. Yes.
The blossom is the good news. The fruit is the bounty for it. When the blossom was shed, the fruit became visible. When that diminished, this began to increase. How should bread give strength until it is broken? How should uncrushed clusters yield wine? Unless mirobelan is pounded up with medicines, how should the medicines by themselves become health increasing?
Final point, which is very difficult even for Iranians, because this is one of those little magics in the time of Rumi. They mix this herb and that herb and they make medicines. And over there, talking about that, making the medicine, allocating that medicine. This stuff is good, but they crush it and they make a powder of it to work. Means I'm talking about transformation. And with this transformation, I mean total transformation. Not keeping a part of it, changing a part of it. This is total transformation. This is what I promised to you. This is what will come back to me. He made his point. And you understand why I picked up that point. Because he emphasized that. I told you this story, and that was... Don't say that this is not the end. Where was the beginning? There is no end and beginning. But it was your story, your problem in eight stories. And if you're looking at these stories and the grammar and all that, oh, shame on you. Look at the meaning of it, because all is about you and you understanding your meaning. You know how? Not with this. Meaning is somewhere else. It's not in you. You have to knock the door will open. How to knock the door? There is no such a question, there is no how. The only thing is like, you are the little bird and I'm telling you, move your wings, flap your wings and have faith. Because you are not going to fly. They will fly you. Something else is taking care of this part, not you. Your story was the story I told you, and inshallah, next time we are here, I start from the beginning, but this time we don't read it, we don't go like this. You can have simple, meaningful questions. Yeah. And we go story by story to make it one totality, then move along. So I will read it not to here, but to here. Then he said, this was the story, because I love it when he says that I told you this story, the beginning, the end, there is no beginning, there is no end. It's like a drop of water. This is beginning and the end, and neither a thing like that. And honest to God, this was not the story, this was the value of our existence. I believe to that. Means line 2898 something. چون خلیفه دید و احوالش شنید آن سبو را پر ز زر کرد و مزید آن عرب را داد از فاقه خلاص داد بخشش ها و خلعت های خاص این سبو پر زر به دست او دهید چون که واگرده به سوی دجلش برید از ره خشک آمده است و از سفر از ره دجلش بود نزدیکتر چون به کشتی در نشست و دجل دید سجده می کرد از حیا و می خمید کی عجب لطف این شه وهاب را وان عجب تر کو ستود آن آب چون پذیرفت از من آن دریای جود آنچنان نقد